It's time for Red Hill Saluki basketball action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. Brought to you this season by Best Way Express, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, and Leggett Lumber. And now for Red Hill Saluki basketball action.
And good evening and happy Groundhog Day. Welcome to February the 2nd as we are live tonight from Western Cumberland County as the Red Hill Salukis are in Neoga tonight to take on the home team, the Neoga Indians, as Red Hill comes in with a record of 8-11, and they take on Neoga, who has a record of 10-9. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart, and it's a pretty good matchup between two really good teams.
Right. These two teams on Tuesday night, Red Hill came from behind, defeated Hudsonville at Hudsonville, while Neoga played at North Clay and lost by 4 to the North Clay Cardinals. So, after 10-9, 10-10, Red Hill is 8-11, and we'll see what happens here. These two teams have not met since February of 2011. It was a sectional tournament at Aldemont, game that Red Hill had defeated Neoga 49-37, I believe.
Let's take a look at some of Cumberland's recent games. They've won 4 out of their last 6. They beat Cumberland 51-43 right here at Neoga. Yeah. Then they won at Ramsey 62-43. Then they won at Altamont 52-38. That was at the National Trail Conference Tournament. They lost to St. Anthony in the conference tournament 75-32. Then they beat Windsor and Seward and Strasburg 56-48 in the conference tournament. And then, of course, this past Tuesday, they lost 61-55 at North Clay. Right. And that North Clay team, by the way, is one we saw at the Conrad Allen tournament
right
down in Wayne City.
Right. And I think they played in the fifth place or seventh place game. I can't remember which one it was.
I believe it was the fifth place game. Okay. And as a matter of fact, before the Red Hill-Wayne City game that night on Friday, December 15th, I believe it was,
yeah,
they actually played Sisney and went to double overtime,
right,
and they beat Sisney.
Talking about Sisney, that's who Red Hill plays tomorrow night. So.
Yeah. It's a small world. Even
it is.
It's
sure
long
is
distances, but small world. So, this is the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833-BESTWAY to get the keys to a new career today. We'll take a three-minute break and be back with more of our preview of the Red Hill Salukis and the Neoga Indians. We're back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Best Way Express has the keys to your new career.
Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Class A CDL drivers looking for a company that will appreciate and respect you, all while making sure you get the money and home time you desire. Best Way Express is the company for you.
Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Best Way Express has a great benefits package with paid vacation, paid holidays, and 401k. Call 833-BESTWAY now to get the keys to your new career today.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no-fluff, no-nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever a pain, are we, mommy and daddy?
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-9943.
4949 or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
And we are back on the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833-BESTWAY to get the keys to a new career today. And so we are getting set for the basketball game here between the Red Hill Salukis and the Neoga Indians. We had a very dramatic JV game earlier tonight. That's why we were coming on the air a little bit late. It was a long game, but it ended with a 38-36 victory for Neoga. It was a very back-and-forth game, Rob.
Yeah, Red Hill had the lead all the first half and through most of the third quarter, but one of the players hit a couple of threes for Neoga and put them ahead, and Red Hill got back within one or two a couple times, but Neoga was able to pull out that victory.
Let's take a quick look at the regular season standings for the Little Illini Conference. This is overall records. KZ Westfield, of course, with a 17-4 record. Newton, 15-6. Flora, 12-8. Marshall, 12-10. Robinson, 10-10. Olney, 11-12. Red Hill, 8-11, Paris, 6-11, and Lawrenceville, 4-16. And, of course, tonight, several LIC games on tap tonight. Lawrenceville is at Olney, Flora is at Casey, Newton's at Marshall, and Robinson is at Paris. And this, of course, the only non-conference game of the night as Red Hill takes on Neoga. So some conference games going on tonight. So we are continuing to wait. We're about 3 minutes away from the national anthem and starting lineups here from Neoga High School. This is a very senior-laden Neoga team. Lots of seniors on this team. Ben Altoff, Drew Raymer, Jackson Clark, Caleb Hill, Clayton Butler, Evan Frichter, Zach Greasons, Lane Andrews, all the seniors on this Neoga team. So once they graduate, it's going to be a very new-look team next year, Rob.
Yeah, it is. And they play in the National Trail Conference with South Central, and trying to look at over. I think North Clay is in the conference, and
Dietrich's in the conference as well.
Oh yeah. It used to be the National Trail. It used to be with St. Anthony and T-Town. Used to be in the National Trail, but they've moved up to a different conference now. So
Neoga, by the way, is between Mattoon and Effingham on I-57 and US 45. It's got an hour and a half drive up here from Bridgeport.
Right. It's about right an hour and a half.
So, of course, Red Hill, 8-11, trying to improve to 9-11. Obviously, a very good Neoga team they're about to take on. And, you know, they're coming off a victory over Hudsonville on Tuesday night. That was at Hudsonville, and that was a three-point win.
Yeah, it was, and it was a game that they trailed at halftime by 8, got down by 11, and then came back and had a, I think it was about a six-point lead late in the ballgame, and they ended up winning it by 3. So that broke a three-game losing streak. And but it was a non-league game, so you know they're 8-11 as they head into this contest here against Neoga tonight.
Obviously, one of the keys tonight, Rob, is going to be whether or not they can get a lot of scoring from a lot of people. And of course,
right,
there have been a lot of games where they've had one score in double figures, whether it be Drew Moore or Andy Wells or Josh Henry. But you know they got to get a lot of scoring. They got to really spread the ball around.
Right. And we'll see what happens with it.
And this has been the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833-BESTWAY to get the keys to a new career today. We will take a three-minute break and be back with the tip-off. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Tuesday, February 6th, People's State Bank presents
At the Plate.
The Red Hill Salukis will host the Lawrenceville Indians in boys basketball, and you get in free.
That's right, free.
Thanks to People's State Bank. Lawrenceville and Red Hill High School Fellowship of Christian Athletes groups will be hosting a food drive at both schools leading up to the game and ask that anyone coming to the game bring a food item to donate to Fish and Loaves. It's Tuesday, February 6th,
At the Plate.
When the Salukis host the Indians, don't miss the action.
It's At the Plate, February 6th.
Everybody gets in free thanks to People's State
Scott's
Bank.
Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying
press one, press two.
Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Casey State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At Casey State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Casey State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport has what you need to please that hard-to-shop-for family member this year. Dremel Tool Kit, only $69.99. Milwaukee M18 Compact Combo Kit for just $209.99. If you don't know what they want, grab one of Leggett's gift certificates. With a tool selection that would make Santa blush, Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport has what you need to please the handyman or woman in your life. Need stocking stuffers? With tools and accessories for $9.99 or less, you can't go wrong shopping at Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-thru order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Best Way Express has the keys to your new career.
Call 833-BEST-WAY today.
Class A CDL drivers looking for a company that will appreciate and respect you, all while making sure you get the money and home time you desire. Best Way Express is the company for you.
Call 833-BEST-WAY. Best Way today.
Best Way Express has a great benefits package with paid vacation, paid holidays, and 401k. Call 833-BEST-WAY now to get the keys to your new career today.
And we are just about set for tip-off here at Neoga as the Red Hill Salukis take on the Neoga Indians. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by People's State Bank, your community bank. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, now offering full-time cardiology just a heartbeat away. And Broad Federal Credit Union, helping you grow your finances. Larry Bob's Pizza, Lawrence County's Pizza, and Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, and Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County's only locally owned and operated pharmacy, caring for you and about you. The starting lineups being introduced to the crowd here at Neoga Junior Senior High School, as Red Hill has been introduced, and now the crowd standing here as Neoga will be introduced to the crowd here.
And from their program, they didn't have their numbers on there. I understand they got new uniforms during the middle of the season or the early part of the season. So kind of got a roster. That looks like it's Reese Johnson. He'd be, if that's the case, he's a 5'10 freshman. Then you've got Trevor Roy, a 6-foot sophomore.
Evan Frichter was also one of the starters that's been introduced, yep. Number 20. And so the starting lineup being introduced here to the Neoga crowd. Jackson Clark, also a starter. He's a 6'2 senior for the Neoga Indians. And so we are just about set to play here at Neoga High School. Red Hill, on the other hand, going with their usual five, Corbin Shoulders and Parker Havel, Andy Wells, and Drew Moore, and Chase Murray, as Murray talks it over with the bench one last time before we start basketball here at Neoga High School.
Yeah, we're on the stage here, and the band was here, and now they've closed the curtain, so but they can still see us. They can still see the game.
Should be a good one here as Red Hill gets set to take on Neoga. We've got a quick scoreboard update from the girls' sectionals over in Indiana. Washington Catholic is trailing Bar Reef 34-20, and here's the tip-off, and Red Hill has it to begin the game for the Saluki. So Drew Moore gets it out to Chase Murray, who feeds it down low to Shoulders, who shoots it no good, and the Indians can't come up with the rebound, and Drew Moore has it. And this time it's stolen away by Neoga. Now Neoga with the basketball to start the ball game, as that was Trevor Roy with that steal. Now this time Evan Frichter has it, being guarded by Havel. Gets it out to Trevor Roy. Roy dumps it top the key this time. Now the Indians in the left wing. Indians drive down low, and that gets blocked away. And now Drew Moore with that rebound. Chase Murray, I believe, got a hand on that block. Now Drew Moore has it in the right wing. Gets it out to Chase Murray. Chase Murray over to Corbin Shoulders in the left corner. Now this time Parker Havel has it. Now Drew Moore takes a three here, and that's going to be good. Drew Moore, first basket of the game, and it's 3-0 Salukis to start the ball game.
I was trying to see if, I think Neoga might have been in his own defense, but I couldn't really tell. Red Hill's in a man-to-man.
Yep, Red Hill in the man-to-man as usual, as Frichter has it in the right wing. He's going to take a three here, and that's good. Evan Frichter with his first 3 points of the ball game, and we're tied at three to start the game. So now Drew Moore has it, gets set to cross half court with it, gets it out to Chase Murray at the left baseline. Chase Murray with the ball, gets it out this time to Havel. Now out to Drew Moore in the right wing. He's going to take another three. That's off the rim. And Trevor Roy comes up with the rebound for the Indians. They feed it all the way down low. And here's the shot, and that's going to be good.
Caleb Hill.
And it's 5-3 Indians with the lead. Caleb Hill with his first 2 points of the ball game, and now Red Hill has the ball. Now this time Parker Havel has it, gets it out top of the key. Andy Wells dumps it out down this time. Now Drew Moore has it down low, and he lays it in. Drew Moore with all five of Red Hill's first points, and we're tied at five. Now this time Caleb Hill has it, gets it out to Riker. Now Neoga goes in the left wing here. Now they go top the key. Neoga with the ball, being guarded by Chase Murray here. Now they're in the right wing. Here's Frichter. Frichter drives down low, shoots it. No good, but he draws the foul on Havel, and that will send Richter to the free throw line. So Evan Frichter with his going to the line for his first two free throws. He's already got 3 points off a three-point shot. So Frichter at the line here. First free throw up, and it is good. He's now got 4 points. We got a quick Best Way Express scoreboard update. At the end of the first quarter, the Lawrenceville Indians trail the Alney Tigers 25-9. Thanks to our board op Dennis Pullen for that update. And the second free throw is good, as Frichter now has 5 points, and it's 7-5 Neoga. Now Red Hill with the basketball here as Parker Havel dumps it down to Chase Murray. Murray being double-teamed here, now dumps it off to Drew Moore. Moore drives down low. He's going to shoot it and get it. Drew Moore with all 7 of Red Hill's points so far, and we're all tied at 7. 5:33 to go here in the first quarter. A tied ball game. Caleb Hill has it in the left wing, being guarded by Chase Murray. He rolls out to the top of the key, now dumps it out this time. Now Neoga at the top of the key here as they get it out this time to the right wing. Now they drive down low. They're going to shoot it over 3 defenders, and it's going to roll off the rim, and Andy Wells comes up with the rebound. Now Wells gets it out to Shoulders in the right wing. Now this time Drew Moore drives down low, gets it out to Havel, and we got an offensive foul. So that will be a turnover as Red Hill has its first foul of the first half, and that's going to be on Parker Havel. No, actually,
Drew
Moore. Drew
Moore, like I called him for the offensive foul, yeah.
So Neoga now with the basketball here as we're all tied at 7 to start the ball game. Frichter gets out to the right wing this time. Now top of the key, here's Hill. Now they feed it down low. Here's Frichter again driving down low. And that gets tipped away and stolen. Drew Moore with that steal. Now Red Hill in quick transition here. Drew Moore drives down, gets it out to Andy Wells. Wells dumps it, and that's going to be stolen away. That was Caleb Hill with that steal. Gets it out to Frichter. Drives down low, shoots it, and gets it. Frichter now 7 points in the game, and it's 9-7 in favor of the Neoga Indians. So Red Hill with the ball, shoulders top to key, gets it out to Chase Murray in the left wing. They feed it down low, and Drew Moore lays it in. Drew Moore now with all 9 of Red Hill's points, and we're all tied at 9. A back-and-forth start to this game, to say the least.
Fast-paced game, really fast-paced.
The JV game was a lot like that, too. Neoga has the ball at the top of the key. They get out to Frichter in the right wing. Frichter, getting a screen there, gets out to the top of the key. Now this time it's Caleb Hill with it at the baseline, being guarded by Chase Murray. Red Hill stays in a man-to-man defense here as Frichter has it again, top of the key. Gets it out this time. Now they're in the right wing. Shoulders playing some good defense here. And they rolled out to the top of the key. We had a steal, but a foul is called. And it looks like, based on the reaction, it's going to be on Neoga. So it'll be Red Hill ball as Neoga has its first foul of the half. And so Corbin Shoulders will get set to inbound for the Salukis. 3:46 to go here in the first quarter. We're all tied at 9. It's Parker Havel with the ball, setting things up, gets out to Corbin Shoulders. Now back to Havel, top the key. Now cross court all the way to Drew Moore in the left corner. Now cross court again to Chase Murray in the right wing here. Gets out to Havel, top the key. Now this time Moore back to Havel. Havel back to Moore. Moore's going to take a three here, and he got it. Moore now with 12 points, all 12 of Red Hill's points, and it's 12-9 Salukis. Now the Indians in transition here. Here's Evan Frichter with it, getting a screen there. Goes against Havel here. He's going to shoot over Havel, and it's off the rim. He gets his own rebound, though, and he can't put it back in, and Havel comes up with the rebound. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Chase Murray has the ball on the left wing, drives down low, shoots it, and misses the layup. Rebound, though, by Andy Wells. He shoots it, no good, but he draws the foul, and that will send him to the free throw line.
Hard to keep up with my stats here and everything like that to keep. Plus the fact that we didn't have the numbers of some of the Neoga players were different, so.
Been a very fast-paced first quarter, right, too. Wells at the line. First free throw is up, and he missed it.
In and out.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Sanders Family Chiropractic, Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa Sanders, here to handle all of your back and neck pain. Second free throw up and no good as well. And Caleb Hill with the rebound for the Indians. Now the Neoga in transition. It's 12-9 Salukis, 2:48 to go here in the first quarter. Now they go top the key. Here's Andrews getting it out. Now drive down low by Frichter. Frichter backs off into the left wing, being guarded by Havel. Frichter still with the ball here. Dumps it down low to Hill. That's going to be a foul there on Red Hill. That was a shooting foul, it looked like.
Yeah,
it. Red Hill thought they had a steal and a fast break.
They had to call it on Wells, a shooting foul. And
Caleb Hill looked like he had the shot blocked, at least according to the Red Hill bench. Yeah. They couldn't believe a foul was called, but it looked like a foul from our standpoint. So Caleb Hill will be at the free throw line here. He's got 2 points so far in the game. His first free throw is up, and it is good. Make that three for Caleb Hill. Tonight's broadcast also brought to you by WTHI-TV in Terre Haute, leading the way in the Wabash Valley. Hill at the line again. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Make that 4 points now, and it's a 12-11 lead for the Red Hill Salukis. Now Drew Moore crosses half court, gets it out to Chase Murray. Murray with the ball here, gets it out back to Corbin Shoulders. Now this time it's Drew Moore in the right wing, flips it over to Havel. Now this time, Shoulders back to Havel.
Almost traveled.
Yep. Good defense there.
Still in the zone for Neoga.
Now this time, Havel has it. Shoulders in the left corner now with the ball. Gets out to Havel, top the key. Now this time, it's Drew Moore at the baseline. Feeds it down low to Andy Wells, who shoots it. No good. That was partially deflected. And now Neoga with the ball. Here's Frichter with it, driving down low, being guarded by three defenders. Shoots it. That got deflected by Andy Wells, I think.
Yeah.
And now Red Hill with the basketball. Drew Moore drives down low, and we got a whistle. And it's not going to be a shooting foul. It's a foul on the floor, it looks like, on the Indians. And we got a couple of subs coming in for Red Hill. It's Mitchell Nash coming in for the Salukis, as does Landon Ray. As Corbin Shoulders will take a seat on the bench, as does Andy Wells.
That's the second foul in number 30, but I don't have, you have a number for 30.
Drew Moore is going to take a three from the top of the key, and he got it. 15 points for Drew Moore. He's got all 15 in this Lukey's points.
Yeah, Moore 15, Yoga 11.
How about that?
Yeah.
So now Frichter with the ball for the Indians. Gets out to the right wing here to Hill. Now this time top of the key. Now they go to the left wing here. Now this time Frichter in the left wing being guarded by Havel. Red Hill stays in a man-to-man. Here's a three from the top of the key. That's going to be off the rim, and Drew Moore with the rebound. He almost lost it, but he saves it. He drives down low, flips it over to Nash this time. Nash being double-teamed, and we got a jump ball.
And it'll be a turnover. It'll be long to the Yoga.
Possession arrow was with the Indians. Of course, that'll switch the possession arrow, too.
Right, so it'll go back to Red Hill for the start of the second quarter, as long as there's not another hell ball this period.
1:12 to go here in the opening quarter. It's 15-11 Salukis. Red Hill off to a good start. Now this time Indians with the ball. Now this time Trevor Ray gets it out to the right wing. Here's a three on the way. No good. And the rebound by the Indians. And we got a foul on Red Hill. So that will send the Indians, I believe, to the free throw line. And that will be the 14th foul against Red Hill.
And the second against Havel.
So the Indians at the free throw line. Trailing this one 15-11. First free throw is up, and it is off the rim.
I guess Zach Greason, isn't it?
Looks like it. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, offering a wide range of health care services for residents in Lawrence County. Greason's at the free throw line for the Indians. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Greason's with his first point of the ball game, and it's 15-12 in favor of Red Hill. We're under a minute to go here in the opening quarter. Shoulders has the ball. Red Hill is a three-point lead. Landon Ray in the right corner gets out to Drew Moore. He's going to take another three here. That's off the rim and the rebound by the Indians. Now here's Frichter with the ball in transition. 40 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Red Hill back in the man-to-man here. Now this time Nyoga drives down. It's picked away by Drew Moore. Drew Moore drives down low, shoots it. No good, but he draws the foul. And that will send him to the free throw line.
And the weird thing is, the Nyoga player is getting ready to hand it off, and I think he got screened by his own player, and Drew was right there in between to pick it off. That's the third foul on number 30, but I don't have a name for him.
Drew Moore already with 15 points so far in the ball game, and that foul was on Lane Andrews.
Okay.
That'll be his third. First free throw is up and good. Drew Moore now at 16 points. Right now, the score is Drew Moore 16 and the Nyoga Indians 12. Corbin Shoulders is back in the game, too. So Drew Moore will be at the free throw line for a second free throw. It is up, and it is good. Make that 17 now for Moore, and it's Moore 17, Indians 12. 27 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Now this time, Frichter will bring it up court this time, get it out to the left wing. Here's Raymer with it. Being guarded by Drew Moore. Now they get it out back to Frichter this time at the baseline. Down to 13 to go here in the first quarter. Shoulders guarding Frichter here. Down to 8 seconds here. Frichter still at the top of the key. 5 seconds, drives down low. Shoots it over Shoulders, and it goes off the rim. Rebound, though, down low, and they put it back in. And that put back is good, and that will end the first quarter. On the Best Way Express scoreboard after one quarter play, it's the Red Hill Saluki 17 and the Nyoga Indians 14. We'll take a 1 minute break and be back with the second quarter. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Not owned by a big corporation, that means lower rates and fees for you. When you're a member, you're a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrall Federal Credit Union can offer a better way to do your banking. Ambrall Federal Credit Union, next to Walmart in Lawrenceville. 618-943-2913. Membership eligibility required. Member NCUA.
Close Pizza can spice up your night with some hot tally and beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
You're listening to Saluki Basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Chase Murray inbounds to start the second quarter for Red Hills. They lead this one 17-14. With Ron McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart, and Drew Moore has the ball for Red Hill to start the second quarter. Corbin Shoulders feeds it down low to Nash, but he loses it. Now fight for the ball here, and he stepped out of bounds, and that will be a turnover.
He went for it, had slipped on the floor. Five turnovers in Red Hill, four on Neoga.
Of course, credit the Indian defense for that as well.
Right, yeah.
Now the Indians with the ball here. They trail this one by three as Red Hill has the early lead. Now Stein Prichter gets out top the key. Now they go to Hill this time. Hill with the ball, driving down low, shoots it over Chase Murray, and bounces off the rim, and Mitchell Nash comes up with the rebound. Now Red Hill in quick transition, stolen away. That was Prichter with that steal as he drives down to the left wing. Prichter now backs off and gets out to the top of the key as Caleb Hill hands it over to the right side. Now this time Prichter is going to take a three here. That's an air ball. Lennon Ray comes up with the rebound. Now the Slukies with the ball in transition. 17-14 lead for Red Hills. Drew Moore has it at the top of the key. Gets out to Shoulders. Now this time right wing here is Lennon Ray. Now Drew Moore has it in the corner. Gets out to Murray, top of the key. Chase Murray feeds it down low to Mitchell Nash, and he just barely catches the pass and gets it out to Shoulders. Now top of the key here, Shoulders getting out to Ray. He's going to take a three here. That's off the rim. And Neoga comes up with the rebound. Now the Indians in transition as Frichter has the ball here. Gets out to the left wing. Now this time Frichter again being guarded by Corbin Shoulders. Gets out top of the key to Greasons. Greasons with the ball. Gets it out back to Frichter at the baseline. Neoga spreading the ball around here as Red Hill continues to play man-to-man. Now this time top of the key. Here's Hill taking a three. That's off the front of the rim. And the rebound comes out to Greasons. Greasons with a good rebound. Here's Frichter taking a three, and it's good. Frichter now in double digits. He's got 10, and we're all tied at 17, and we have a timeout. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, we're all tied at 17 with 6:10 to go here in the second quarter. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
We got a quick Best Way Express scoreboard update at the half in Olney. It's the Olney Tigers 40 and the Lawrenceville Indians 15. And that game is on our sister station, Light 103. That's from the Best Way Express scoreboard. Our thanks to Dennis Poland for that scoreboard update. So Red Hill has the ball. We're all tied at 17 with 6:06 to go here in quarter number two as Drew Moore brings the ball up court, gets out to Shoulders in the right wing. They feed it over to Chase Murray just outside the paint. He shoots it, and it's off the rim. And Neoga comes up with the rebound. Now the Indians in transition. Here's Hill, and he traveled. So a turnover there for the Indians, and that will give Red Hill the ball back. So Chase Murray goes to the bench and talks it over with assistant coach Stacy Moore.
Five turnovers for Neoga, six for Red Hill.
So Corbin Shoulders inbounds from just in front of the Neoga student section. And Drew Moore gets it out to Chase Murray, who drives down low in, lays it in. Chase Murray with his first 2 points of the game, and it's 19-17 Red Hill.
The first 2 points other than Drew Moore, yeah.
Yep. Now the Indians with the basketball here as Frichter has it being guarded by Shoulders. Gets it out this time to Hill. Now this time it's Greason's feeding it down low. Corbin Shoulders with defense. We got travel.
Yep. Andy Wells back in the game for Mitchell Nash.
Good defense there by Andy Wells. He forced that travel.
Yeah.
And Red Hill will take over. 5:20 to go here in the second. It's 19-17 Red Hill. Shoulders gets out to Drew Moore. Drew Moore drives down low, shoots it from the paint, and he got it. Drew Moore now it's 19 in the game, and it's 21-17 in favor of Red Hill. Now Frichter gets out to the left wing here. Good defense there by Andy Wells. Now this time it's Greason's with a big guard by Drew Moore. Gets it out back to Prichter. He's going to shoot it from just outside the paint. No good. And Corbin Shoulders with the rebound. We got a whistle. And it's going to be a foul, it looks like, on the Indians, I think.
I think so, yeah. Promotionally, offense on And that Yoga that Fritcher is their go-to player, it looks like.
That foul, by the way, is on Trevor Roy. That'll be his first and the fifth on the team. So the Salukis with the basketball here. They're up by four with 4:45 to go here in the second quarter. Chase Murray has it at the baseline, gets it out to Drew Moore. Now this time back to Murray here. Now shoulders in the left corner. Back to Murray at the baseline. Now out to Drew Moore at the right baseline here. They feed it down low, and that's going to be tipped away. And yep. Yoga can't save it, yep. So the Salukis will keep the ball.
Look, they forced the pass inside there. It was a hard pass and deflected by Nioga, but they were not able to recover it. So the Salukis will have it with that four-point lead.
We've seen some good defense so far on both sides of the ball, Rob.
Yeah.
Now Drew Moore directs traffic and gets out to Landon Ray in the right wing. Now top of the key here is Corbin Shoulders. Now out to Drew Moore. Moore being sandwiched by two defenders. He's going to feed it over this time down low, and here's a shot no good.
And Wells is fouled,
And that will send Annie Wells to the free throw line. Wells looking for his first points of the game, and that foul will be on Zach Greason's. That'll be his first. And the sixth on the team. So the next foul against Nioga would be a 1-1. In the meantime, Wells at the line. His first free throw is up, and it's off.
He's 0-for-3 from the line. He missed a couple in the first quarter.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Sip It Sweet Tees, your one-stop promotional shop for all of your school spirit apparel, signs, banners, and print advertising needs. Wells' second free throw up, and he got it. Andy Wells with his first point of the game, and it's 22-17 in favor of Red Hill. Now this time it's Frichter with the ball here. Feeds it down low to Ray. Misses that.
Yeah, backdoor play. They got the foul on the, I'm thinking on Landon Ray, I think.
And so that will send Trevor Roy to the free throw line looking for his first point of the game, and that's the first foul on Landon Ray. Trevor Roy at the free throw line. His first free throw is up, and it is good. Roy has his first point of the game. Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, our local hospital caring for our local people. Second free throw by Roy is up, and it is good. Roy connects on both free throws, and it's 22-19 in favor still of the Red Hill Salukis. Now Drew Moore has the ball, crossing half court, gets down to Chase Murray. Murray with the ball being guarded by Roy, feeds it down low to Andy Wells, down out to Ray left wing. Now Chase Murray has it, drives down low, and he draws the foul.
I think it'll be a 1-1 if that's the seventh team foul.
Yeah, that was not a shooting foul, so that would send Chase Murray to the free throw line for a 1-1. And that foul will be on Trevor Roy. That'll be his second and the seventh on the team. Pretty good crowd on hand tonight,
yeah,
Rob.
Right is.
So Chase Murray at the free throw line for Red Hill. His free throw is up, and it is good, so we'll get a second one.
His third point.
Tonight's game also brought to you by Rutgers Candy. Take time for family and prayer, and always give praise. Murray at the line again. Second free throw is up, and it's off the rim, and the Yoga comes up with the rebound. Now the Indians in transition. Here's Frichter with the basketball here. Gets out to Roy in the right wing. Roy being guarded by Ray gets out top the key. Now this time out to the left wing. Indians go with the ball. They get out back to Frichter at the top of the key, who's being guarded by Chase Murray. 3:33 to go here in the second quarter. It's 23-19 Salukis. Here's a shot from the top of the key, and that's good. That's a two. And that makes it 23-21. Red Hill still with the lead. Now Drew Moore has the ball at the baseline here. Gets it out to Chase Murray. Murray directing traffic here. Feeds it down low, and that's going to be picked away and stolen. That steal there by the Indians as Frichter gets it out this time to Roy in the left wing. Now the Indians spread the ball around here. Here's a three on the way by Frichter, and that's going to be off the rim and rebounded by Landon Ray. And we got a foul coming up on the Indians, and that'll be a 1-1. So that will send, it looks like, Landon Ray to the free throw line. And that foul is on Jackson Clark. That'll be his first. And the eighth on the Nioga Indians. Ray at the line, first free throw up and good. Landon Ray will get a second free throw as he scores his first point of the ball game. Tonight's game brought to you by Varner Service Center, offering all the automotive services that your vehicle needs. Second free throw by Ray, up and good. Landon Ray now with 2 points in the ball game, and it's 25-21 with 3 minutes to go here in the second, and Red Hill on top. Richter directing traffic, gets out to the left baseline. Now this time Butler has it. Gets out to the top of the key. Red Hill still in the man-to-man here as they drive down low. And we got a foul coming up on Red Hill. It's a shooting foul.
I think it's on Drew. That'll be his second.
Yep, it is Drew Moore. That'll be his second. And that will send Jackson Clark to the free throw line. Clark at the free throw line looking for his first point of the ball game. Clark's first free throw is up, and it is good. Tonight's game also brought to you by Jay's Hilltop Grill, serving breakfast and lunch daily and dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. Jackson Clark at the free throw line again for Neoga. Looking for his second point. Second free throw up and good. Nothing but net. The Red Hill lead now down to 25-23 with 2:39 to go here in the first half. Chase Murray has it at the top of the key, gets out the shoulders. Now here's the three on the way by Ray. That's no good. And the rebound by Clayton Butler. Now the Indians in transition here. As this time it's Hill driving down low, shoots it over Murray, and that's off the rim. It bounces off, and a fight for the rebound, and Ioga just barely saves it. Good save there by the Indians. Now a fight for it again. We got a reach-in foul coming up on Landon Ray, I think.
It'll be his second. It'll be a one-on-one.
So that will be the first one-and-one for Neoga as Clayton Butler will go to the free throw line with 2:15 to go here until halftime. Butler at the free throw line. First free throw is up, and it bounces out, and Andy Wells comes up with the rebound. Now he feeds it all the way down to Landon Ray. I think the fans wanted it over and back there. Now Murray gets out the shoulders. Now this time it's McKinney in the ball game. Now right wing Murray gets out to Ray. Now back to Murray. Murray drives out to McKinney. Cross-court pass. Here's a three from the left wing. That's no good. And Chase Murray comes up with the rebound. Gets out the shoulders, and we got a travel. Yep, the Neoga bench anticipated that that would be a travel, and that will be a turnover for Red Hill.
McKinney came in for Drew Moore. This was Drew with the two fouls. Parker Havel hasn't. Parker got two fouls early, I think, didn't he?
Yep. 1:46 to go here in the first half as Neoga has the ball, and Red Hill leads by two. Now Frichter gets out to the right wing. Now this time back to Frichter. Now they spread the ball around again. Now this time Clark drives down low, shoots it. No good, but he draws the foul on Andy Wells, and that will send Clark to the free throw line.
It'll be two on Andy, I believe. Another call on, well,
looks like it's on McKinney, yep.
That is.
Wells was around the shooter there, though, but the foul is on McKinney. So a break for Wells. First free throw by Clark is up and no good. That's the first foul on McKinney, by the way. Eight fouls so far in this half against both teams. 1:31 to go here until halftime. Clark at the free throw line for the Indians. His second free throw is up and it goes in. Clark with 3 points, all on free throws. And with 1:30 to go here until halftime, it's a one-point lead for Red Hill. Fans want to travel there as Corbin Shoulders has it and gets it out to the right wing. Now this time Chase Murray has it, flips it over to McKinney. Now back to Murray, top the key. Now Shoulders in the right wing. Back to Murray, top the key. Now this time McKinney feeds it down low to Wells. They get it out to Chase Murray, who drives down low, shoots it, no good, but draws the foul on Butler, and that will send Murray to the free throw line. Clayton Butler will be called for the shooting foul. That'll be his first.
Chase Murray has 3 points, one of two from the line.
So Chase Murray looking for his fourth point of the game. First free throw is up and good. Make that 4 points now for Chase Murray. Tonight's game brought to you by Casey State Bank, your community, your bank. Chase Murray at the line again, looking for his fifth point of the night. Second free throw up and good. 5 points for number five. Chase Murray now with 5 points, and it's a 27-24 lead for the Salukis. As Frichter brings the ball up court, passes it off now. Red Hill playing a little bit of zone here. We got a reach-in foul, looks like on Mitchell Nash. So it'll be a one-and-one coming up.
Yeah, he reached
for the
over.
Indians.
He reached over on that pass that came in there. So it'll be Zach Greason's at the line. Is that him?
I think so. 1:01 to go here until halftime. It's a 27-24 lead
Rick Allen's going to come in for Red Hill.
And he replaces Corbin Shoulders. So the Indians at the free throw line here. It'll be a 1-1. Free throw is up, and it is good. So we'll get a second one here coming up with 1:01 to go here until halftime.
That was the second foul on Shoulders, according to the board.
Nine fouls against both teams so far in this half. Second free throw is up, and it's off the rim. And Red Hill comes up with the rebound. That was Drake Allen with that rebound. Now Chase Murray has the ball here at the right baseline. We're under a minute to go here until halftime. McKinney with the ball here. Rolls out to the top of the key. McKinney still with it. Gets out to the right wing. Here's Landon Ray. Now back to Drake Allen, who drives down low. Shoots over two defenders. And he draws the offensive foul, it looks like.
Yep.
So that will be a charge on Drake Allen and a turnover.
He had one or two of those in the JV game, I believe, so.
And that'll be the first foul on Drake Allen and the 10th on the team. So sub coming in for Neoga. It'll be Jackson Clark coming back into the ball game as the refs, it looks like, are wiping off the other end of the floor. So Clayton Butler will inbound. Neoga, by the way, is down the double bonus.
Actually, both teams would be because the next foul on Neoga would be their chance. So
now the sign Clark has it, gets out to Frichter in the right wing. Frichter being guarded by Murray. Feeds it down low this time. Here's the shot. That's no good. And a fight for the rebound. And Landon Ray tries to save it, and it's going to be intercepted by Hill. So now Neoga has the ball here as Frichter has it. We're down to 13 seconds to go here in the first half, down to 10. As Frichter drives down low, shoots over two defenders, no good. Fight for the rebound, and they come up with it. That was Butler with his first 2 points of the game. We're tied at 27. Here's a last-second heave, and that's going to be no good. And that is the end of the first half. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, after two quarters of play, it's Red Hill 27 and Neoga 27. We'll be back with the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report after this three-minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion. No better banking. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Best Way Express has the keys to your new career.
Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Class A CDL drivers looking for a company that will appreciate and respect you, all while making sure you get the money and home time you desire. Best Way Express is the company for you.
Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Best Way Express has a great benefits package with paid vacation,
paid holidays,
and 401k. Call 833-BESTWAY now to get the keys to your new career today.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
And we welcome you to the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report live from Neoga Junior Senior High School. Your score at the half on the Best Way Express scoreboard is the Red Hill Salukis 27 and the Neoga Indians also 27 as we are tied at the end of the first half. So far for the Salukis, it's been the Drew Moore show. He's got 19 of Red Hill's 27 points. Chase Murray also with 5 points, Landon Ray with 2, and Andy Wells with 1. And that is your scoring for the Red Hill Salukis. In the meantime, for the Neoga Indians, they are led by Evan Frichter, who so far has 10 points in the ball game. And so we are at the half here at Neoga High School as we had a paper airplane throwing contest down on the court.
So you look at stats-wise, Red Hill is out rebounded, 12-11, so really, they're about rebounded by one. They commit 8 turnovers to 6 for Neoga Indians. Red Hills led most of the game. Neoga had their last lead was at 9-7. Red Hill led 17-14 in the first quarter, and it's 27-27 here at half. And you mentioned something about the Jeopardy theme, and that's what they're playing right now with the pep band.
I was just telling our board operator, Dennis Paul, and Dan, you actually, that I was watching a college football game with the West Virginia band, and they were playing the Jeopardy theme to actually make fun of officials who were reviewing a play. This time it's a looks like a shooting contest as a Neoga student looks like is shooting the basketball from several different points on the court. So
and on the clock's running out, 14 seconds on that part.
She takes a three and misses that one, but... Nonetheless, a very interesting first half between Red Hill. It was kind of up and down. It was very similar, as a matter of fact, to the JV game that we had between both schools. That ended with a 38-36 final score with Neoga on top. That was a game of swing, certainly, as well.
Now she's going to take a half-court shot.
A Neoga student taking a half-court shot, and it's just short, but nonetheless a good effort as the Neoga Pep Band is giving the ball back to her. We're right next to the Neoga Pep Band here at the stage here at halftime of the Red Hill and Neoga basketball game. I've got some scores to pass along from some of the other games going around here. Of course, girls sectionals going on tonight in Indiana. The Brevet Lady Patriots victorious tonight over Lagodi by a final score of 44-27. So the Patriots will advance to the sectional championship game. And also Linton victorious tonight over South Knox by a score of 40-37. And they will take on North Knox for the sectional championship in Class 2A tomorrow night. So South Knox is actually dethroned as the sectional champion in girls basketball. They pulled off an upset last year against North Knox in the semifinals and went on to win the sectional championship. So there will be a different sectional championship in Class 2A. Also in the girls sectional up at... up near the Terre Haute area. South Vermilion beats West Vigo by a final score of 69-45. So South Vermilion will advance to the sectional championship. And we were talking about the Class 2A sectional. North Knox victorious tonight as they defeat Eastern Green by a score of 62-18. So those are some of the sectional semifinal games going on over in the girls' state tournament over in the state of Indiana. And Bar Reeve defeated Washington Catholic tonight 45-28 at the Lagodi sectional. So Rebay and Bar Reeve will take on each other in the championship game tomorrow night.
And it wasn't unexpected for North Knox to win or anything like that either.
Not at all. North Knox has had a very good season. Of course, you know, that's a school, too, that's dealt with a lot of tragedy in the last few months.
Right.
Of course, the recent passing of Clayton Cullen, who was killed in a helicopter crash. Okay. Serving our country.
So I got just the visitation that was at North Knox High School today, and the funeral services are tomorrow at High School at North Knox.
And, of course, another passing in the North Knox area was Jacob Williams, a North Knox student.
Right.
The theme at North Knox has been Live Like Jacob, and they've been using that pretty much all season. So certainly a community that's dealt with hard times, but is certainly very resilient. And, of course, Brian Unovich, a PE teacher and coach that also passed away, and Casey Lamb, a standout for the Warriors back in 98. So
that pulls the community together.
In the meantime, we're a couple of minutes away from the second half here between the Red Hill Salukis and the Neoga Indians. This has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. We're back in 2 minutes with the second half. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better. And our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Tuesday, February 6th, People's State Bank presents Pack the Play. The Red Hill Salukis will host the Lawrenceville Indians in boys basketball, and you get in free.
That's right, free.
Thanks to People's State Bank. Lawrenceville and Red Hill High School Fellowship of Christian Athletes groups will be hosting a food drive at both schools leading up to the game, and ask that anyone coming to the game bring a food item to donate to Fish and Loaves. It's Tuesday, February 6th, Pack the Play. When the Salukis host the Indians, don't miss the action. It's Pack the Play, February 6th. Everybody gets in free thanks to People's State Bank.
Tonight's broadcast of Red Hill Basketball brought to you by Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, serving Lawrence County for over 10 years. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart, and we're all tied at 27 on the Best Way Express scoreboard as we get set to start the third quarter play. Before we start the second half, we got a quick Best Way Express scoreboard update. The Lawrenceville Indians trail the Olney Tigers by a score of 53-28. That is at the end of the third quarter. So the Indians will inbound, and we start the third quarter of play. Evan Frichter with the basketball here, being guarded by Parker Abel. He drives down low past Abel and gets out to the right wing.
Parker Abel may be in his zone now, the 1-3-1 zone.
Now this time here's Roy with it, getting out to Clark. Here's a shot, and that's going to be good. Now it's Jackson Clark with that basket, and the Indians have a 29-27 lead. Now the Salukis with the basketball here. Down by two. Here's Chase Murray with it, being guarded by Clark. Gets it down low to Andy Wells. Andy Wells shoots over two defenders, and he got it. Andy Wells now 3 points in the ball game, and we're all tied at 29. A very back-and-forth game so far again.
Yeah, 1-3-1 zone for Red Hill.
It's now this time Trevor Roy with the ball. Gets it out to Frichter. Frichter now at the left baseline here. 7-10 to go here in the third quarter. We're all tied at 29 as Roy now has it. Gets out back to Frichter. Frichter now directing traffic. Gets out back to Trevor Roy. Now they go to Clark in the corner this time, being guarded by Chase Murray. Now cross-court pass out to Frichter. He's going to take a three here, and he got it. Frichter now with 13 points in the game, and it's 32-29. Indians with the lead. Now Drew Moore has the ball. Gets out to Chase Murray at the left baseline. If he had downloaded Drew Moore, and he misses that layup, and it's rebounded by the Indians.
After that backdoor play.
We've seen a lot of backdoor plays.
Yeah.
Now this time, Frichter gets out to Trevor Roy at the right baseline. Roy being guarded by Drew Moore. Looks for an opening here. Now gets out to the right wing. Now this time, Roy has the ball again, being guarded by Drew Moore. Roy gets it out this time back to Frichter. Drives down low. He's going to shoot it over Andy Wells, and it bounces in. Trevor Roy now with 4 points in the ball game, and that makes it 34-29 Indians. Now Drew Moore with the basketball here, being guarded by Frichter, and he gets out to Corbin Shoulders to the left baseline. Shoulders out to the top of the key. Here's a three on the way by Havel, and he got it.
His first points of the game. Heck, the first time he shot the ball.
And that cuts the Indians' lead to 34-32. Now Frichter brings it up court for the Indians here. 5:44 to go here in the third quarter. Now this time Caleb Hill has it, being guarded by Chase Murray. Gets down to Trevor Roy in the right corner. Now this time they get out to the left wing here. Here's Hill with it in the left wing, being guarded by Chase Murray. Hill at the baseline, gets out back to Frichter. Frichter's going to take another three here, and it's off the front of the rim. And the Indians come up with the rebound as Clark drives down while he traveled. You can see that being called a travel. And so that'll be Red Hill basketball here with 5:22 to go here in the third quarter. Sal Parker Havel will bring the ball up top here for the Red Hill Salukis as he gets it out to Chase Murray. Now out to Corbin Shoulders in the left corner. Now back to Murray, feeds it down low to Andy Wells, who's going to lay it in. Andy Wells now 5 points in the ballgame, and it's all tied at 34. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Now Frichter brings the ball up top for the Indians and gets it out to Caleb Hill. Now this time out to Jackson Clark, being guarded by Drew Moore. Now this time Roy has it, he's called for a travel. Back-to-back travels for the Indians.
Yeah. 8 turnovers now for Neoga. 9 for Red Hill.
Pretty balanced out. So Red Hill with the basketball here as Parker Havel brings it up top, gets it out to Corbin Shoulders. Now this time back to Havel at the baseline. Now left wing, here's Drew Moore. Now out to Shoulders, now back to Havel. Now back to Shoulders here, top the key. Now out to Havel, who's being double-teamed. Out to Drew Moore in the right corner. Moore drives down low, misses that shot, and it's rebounded by Frichter. Now the Indians in quick transition here. They drive down low as Frichter lays it in over Havel. Frichter now 15 points in the ballgame, and it's a 2-point lead for the Indians. Now Drew Moore has it in the right wing here, getting a screen from Wells. Now fighting past the defender, drive down low, and he stepped out of bounds, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Drew Moore wanted an explanation for that call, but it is a turnover as Red Hill steps out of bounds. So Caleb Hill will inbound from just underneath where we are. And he inbounds, and Neoga has the ball up by 2. Now this time Frichter brings it up top for the Indians, being guarded by Parker Havel. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 2-point lead for the Indians. And that was nearly stolen away by Drew Moore, but Neoga keeps the ball. Now this time they're at the top of the key. Here's a three on the way by Roy, and he got it. Trevor Roy now has 7 points in the contest, and it's 39-34 in favor of the Indians. Now Red Hill with the basketball here, as Parker Havel has it, gets it out to Corbin Shoulders. Now this time back to Havel. Now Chase Murray in the left wing. Now back to Havel. Now this time Shoulders, top the key. Gets out to Havel. Now Drew Moore, left wing here. Now out to Havel, top the key. Now out to Shoulders in the right wing. Havel takes a three from top the key, and that's off the rim. And Drew Moore comes up with the rebound. Now Murray in the left corner here. He's going to cross-court pass out to Corbin Shoulders. 3:17 to go here in the third. It's Neoga 39 and the Salukis 34. Now this time Havel has the ball top the key. Now out to Shoulders. Now out to Chase Murray in the right wing. Now Shoulders has it. He's called for a travel.
Yep.
Another turnover for Red Hill.
It's up to 11 now.
And so the Indians with a 5-point lead and the ball with 3:05 to go here in the third quarter as Evan Frichter brings the ball up court for the Indians. Being guarded by Parker Havel, gets it out this time to the right wing to Greasons. Greasons, and we got a whistle and a foul. It looks like away from the ball. Looks like it's going on Neoga.
Yep.
And that will be, it looks like, the first team foul of the half. And so Red Hill will inbound here.
Second foul on Greasons.
And so the Salukis inbound, and now Parker Havel has the ball. 2:50 to go here in the third quarter as Chase Murray has it in the left corner, gets it out to Landon Ray. Now this time Havel has the ball top the key, out to Landon Ray, out to Murray in the left corner. Now back to Landon Ray this time, dumps it over to Murray. He's going to shoot it from the left corner. That's going to be off and rebounded by Frichter. Now Frichter driving down low. That's tipped away by Havel and stolen by Andy Wells. Now this time Chase Murray has it in the left wing for Red Hill. Beats it down low to Havlin. We got a foul on the Indians. That'll be a blocking foul. Yeah. That'll be the second team foul of the half. And so Parker Havlin will get set to inbound from underneath the basket as Clayton Butler is back in the game for the Neoga Indians. Havlin inbound from just underneath the basket, looks for an opening, and finds Landon Ray at the baseline. Now out to Havlin left wing. They feed it down low to Andy Wells, who shoots it and misses. Gets his own rebound, though. He's sandwiched, and he draws a foul on the rebound. It's going to be, let's see, an offensive foul, actually.
No, rebound. He's going
They were going the other way, yeah.
Yeah, they were kind of confused, I think, there.
Yep. So that will be a shooting foul against the Indians. That will be on Clayton Butler, his second and the third on the team. Wells at the line. First free throw is up, and he got it. Andy Wells now 6 points in the ball game, and the second free throw coming up. Got a sub coming in for the Indians as Lane Andrews comes into the ball game and replaces Caleb Hill. Andy Wells to the line again. It's 39-35 Neoga. Second free throw by Wells is up, and it's in and out, and the rebound by the Indians. Trevor Roy with that rebound. And now Neoga with the ball in transition. Here's Frichter with it, gets out to the right wing. Here's Andrews. Andrews dumps it out this time to Roy in the right corner. Now they feed it back to Richter. Now on the left wing they go. Here's Butler getting out back to the top of the key. Here's Roy with it. Now out to Butler. He's going to take a three here. That's off the rim and rebounded by Red Hill. Now Saluki's in transitions. Havel gets out to Ray. He's going to take a three from the right wing. That's going to be off. And the rebound by the Indians. Trevor Roy with another rebound. 1:40 to go here in the third quarter. It's 39-35. Indians on top. Now we got a reach-in foul coming up. That will be on Chase Murray.
That'll be his first. Team's first of the half.
Lane Andrews had the ball there, and he will inbound as Chase Murray called for his first foul. First on the team as well. Indians inbound, and now Frichter has the ball. 1:30 to go here in the third quarter. Frichter gets out to the right wing. Here's Butler with it, getting it out this side to Greason. Greason's now top the key. Here's Roy taking a shot here, and that's good. That's a two. And Roy now has 9 points in the ball game, and it's 41-35 in favor of the Indians. 1:09 to go here in the third quarter. 6-point lead for Neoga. Chase Murray has the ball at the left baseline. Gets out far travel. Now back to Chase Murray. Murray gets out to Landon Ray. Right corner. He's going to take a three here. That's off the backboard and rebounded by Andrews. Down Neoga in transition again with the ball and a 6-point lead. 48 seconds to go here. Havel tries to go for the seal and he got it. Flips it over to Drew Moore. Drives down low. Shoots it and no foul there. He misses that shot. And Neoga with the rebound. 36 seconds to go here as they flip it down low, and Andrews scores. Andrews with his first basket of the game, and it's 43-35 Neoga. 25 seconds to go here in the third as Chase Murray has it to the left baseline. Feeds it down low to Andy Wells, who flips it over to Landon Ray in the left corner. Now Murray drives down low, shoots it, and he got it. Chase Murray with the floater. He's got 7 points in the ball game, and it's 43-37. Neoga still on top. Under 10 seconds to go here in the third. And that gets stripped away by Parker Havel. He drives down low, and that gets tipped out of bounds. But Red Hill will keep it as Frichter tipped that ball away. Yep. Good steal nonetheless by Parker Havel. He stripped it from him.
If you could score here, you've got the ball to start the fourth quarter. So
3 seconds to go here in the third as Havel inbounds out to Murray. Down to two. Out to Landon Ray. He's going to take a three here, and it's off the rim, and that's going to be it for the third quarter. On the Best Way Express scoreboard after three quarters, it's the Neoga Indians 43 and the Red Hill Salukis 37. We'll take a 1 minute break and be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
And Chase Murray will inbound for Red Hill. He trails 43-37 to start the fourth quarter. Now Parker Havill as it gets out to Shoulders, the left baseline. Now Havill top the key, gets out to Shoulders, left wing. Shoulders with the ball, gets out to Havill top the key. Now Drew Moore has it. Yoga looks like in his own defense here.
They've been in it most of the game.
Drew Moore on the right.
More aggressive the second half.
Now Havill gets out to Shoulders, left wing. Now back to Havill top the key. Now this time Drew Moore with it, cross court all the way to Shoulders, left wing. Shoulders with the ball here, out to Havill. Now this time Drew Moore has it. Drew Moore feeds it down low to Chase Murray. Out to Shoulders, left corner. He's going to take a three here, and he got it. Nothing but net for Corbin Shoulders. He's got his first basket of the game. It's a three, and it's down to a 43-40 lead for Neoga. Now this time, Frichter has the ball, drives into the right wing, and that pass is lost and stolen away by Drew Moore. Now Red Hill with the ball again, down only by three. Murray has it in the left wing here for the Salukis. He feeds it down low. That pass is lost and stolen away. That was Caleb Hill with that steal. Back-to-back passes lost and stolen. Now this time Hill has it in the left wing for the Indians. Gets out top the key to Greasons this time. Now they feed it down low. Here's a shot, and it's good. That's Caleb Hill with that basket. He's got six, and it's 45-40 Neoga. Now this time Shoulders has it at the baseline. Gets out to Drew Moore. Now back to Shoulders. He feeds it. That pass is tipped, and Shoulders recovers. Now he gets it out, and Havill with that save. Stingy defense by Neoga here. Now Shoulders out to Havill, top the key. Indians really putting some defensive pressure here. If they feed it down low to Chase Murray, we got a whistle and a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 6:18 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's Neoga 45 and the Red Hill Salukis 40. We're back in 30. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Best Way Express has the keys to your new career.
Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Class A CDL drivers looking for a company that will appreciate and respect you, all while making sure you get the money and home time you desire. Best Way Express is the company for you. Call 833-BESTWAY today. Best Way Express has a great benefits package with paid vacation, paid holidays, and 401k. Call 833-BESTWAY now to get the keys to your new career today.
6:18 to go here in the ball game. Salukis trail 45-40 as Parker Havill inbound from underneath the basket. Havill gets out to Murray, left corner. They feed it down low to Andy Wells this time, who's going to shoot it. No good. And the rebound by the Indians. That was Zach Greason with that rebound. Indians have the ball in a 5-point lead. 6:06 to go here in the fourth quarter. They feed it down low to Hill, and he scores. Hill now with 8 points in the ball game, and it's 47-40 Neoga. Now Drew Moore crosses half court with the ball here. Out to Parker Havill this time. Now Chase Murray at the left baseline. Back to Havill, top the key. Drives down low, gets out to Corbin Shoulders, left wing. Now out to Havill, top the key. Now Drew Moore has it in the right wing. Gets out to Havill, top the key again. Neoga playing zone as Chase Murray has it down low. Flips it over to Corbin Shoulders, left wing. Here's a three on the way by Havill. That's off the rim. And Frichter comes up with the rebound for the Indians. Now Indians in transition with the ball. They have a 7-point lead with 5:23 to go here in the fourth quarter. Frichter top the key, being guarded by Havill, gets out to the left wing. Now this time it's Hill with it. Now they drive down low this time. Shoots over three defenders. No good. Rebound, though. That gets blocked by Andy Wells. And Red Hill's able to save it. Good fight for the rebound there. Now Drew Moore has the ball in the right wing here. He's going to shoot it from the free throw line, and he got it. Drew Moore now 21 points in the ball game, and it's down to a 47-42 deficit. And it's stolen by Chase Murray. Flips it over to Parker Havill, shoots it. Now we got a blocking foul.
Good deal. That's a good deal. It's close to being a charging foul, possibly, but
looked like a possible charge, but it's going to be on Caleb Hill. That'll be a blocking foul. He was not set, and it's on Hill, and that will send Parker Havill to the free throw line. Crowd booing. They thought it was a charge. I thought it might be a charge too, but instead it's a block. But the Salukis will take it, and Parker Havel will go to the free throw line. Havel at the free throw line. First free throw is up, and it rims out. It rolled around the rim and rolled out.
We talk about Drew Moore scoring. He's got 9. He's got 21. 17 of those came in the first quarter.
That's right. Second free throw by Havel up and good. Parker Havel now with 4 points in the ball game, and it's 47-43 Neoga. And they inbound. We got a whistle here and a timeout. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, 4:49 to go here in regulation. It's Neoga 47 and the Red Hill Salukis 43. We'll take a 1 minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better. And our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
And Diogo will inbound, and they get it out to Frichter this time. Indians with a 4-point lead and the ball with 4:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Now Frechter has it, and Parker Havel is going to be called for a reach-in.
Yeah. It's one of the second team foul against Red Hill.
He was trying to strip the ball away, I think, but instead it's a reach-in foul. That'll be his third.
So,
and
again,
the second on the team.
Again, Red Hill, you know, only two team fouls.
That could be big late in the game.
Not that they have to start fouling
a
lot, but,
And they might have fouls to give, too.
Yeah.
Now this time Frichter has it, works it against Havel this time, and gets out to the top of the key. Now this time it's Trevor Roy with the ball. Now top of the key, here's Greason. Now they get out to the left wing this time. They feed it down low, and it's stolen away by Shoulders.
A bad pass, not a bad pass, but it couldn't be handled.
Drew Moore takes a three from the left wing, and it's in and out, and Corbin Shoulders, Johnny on the spot with the rebound. Now this time Drew Moore has his baseline out to Murray in the left wing. They feed it down low to Andy Wells this time. Shoots over two defenders. No good. And no foul. Gets his own rebound. That gets blocked. That was Greason with that block.
Yeah.
And a big block with 4 minutes to go here in the ball game. And he held up by four.
I thought the first one might have been a foul. The second was definitely a good block.
Now this time top of the key. Go the Indians. And a lost ball there as Hill saves it though. Now they feed it down low this time to Greason, and he can't lay it in. Gets his own rebound,
misses
that one. And Drew Moore finally comes up with the rebound. We got a whistle. And it looks like, based on the reaction, it might be a foul against Red Hill. The Neoga bench was applauding, though. It looks like it is on Neoga.
Yeah.
That's going to be on Greason. That'll be his second. But Greason's with a huge block earlier in the game, and he's getting a high five from the bench as he comes out of the game. So five team fouls so far against Neoga, two against Red Hill, and that could be big during crunch time. Now Corbin Shoulders has its baseline. Now this time Drew Moore at the left wing. Now back to Shoulders in the right wing. That gets tipped away, and Havel's able to recover it, though. And now this time Shoulders feeds it down low to Chase Murray. Murray drives down low, draws the foul, and that'll send him to the free throw line. We got a quick Best Way Express scoreboard update. We have a final score from Alney. It's the Alney Tigers victorious tonight over the Lawrenceville Indians by a score of 64-41. So another loss for the Indians as Chase Murray goes to the free throw line. First free throw up, and he missed it. So a sub coming in as well for the Neoga Indians as Evan Frichter back in the game. Chase Murray at the line again. Second free throw is up, and it's off as well. He missed them both. And Trevor Roy with the rebound for the Indians. Now Red Hill starting to put some pressure on defense here as Neoga has the ball and spreads it around. They feed it down low this time. Get it out to the left wing. Now Trevor Roy has the ball top the key. 3:03 to go here in the ballgame. It's a four-point lead for the Indians. Now this time Caleb Hill with it, being guarded by Chase Murray at the top of the key. Now gets it out this time to Reese Johnson. Now top of the key. Now this time Roy shoots it. It's a two. That's no good. And Andy Wells comes up with the rebound. Now Drew Moore with the ball in transition here. 2:40 to go here. Salukis trail by four. Now this time Parker Abel top the key. Gets it out to Drew Moore. Now it's Corbin Shoulders feeding it down low to Andy Wells. He loses it. Fight for the ball. Now we're going to have a whistle and two players going at it. Oh, my. Andy Wells going at it here.
And then both players are walking away, so.
Whoa. Somebody took exception to something as the referee is standing in between and calming the players down. And Andy Wells, luckily, seems to have cooled down. We don't have any whistles yet here. We don't have any technical fouls yet. We'll see if they...
I think they called a jump ball is what they called.
Yeah. But we had some exceptions taken there.
Yeah.
As the referees are discussing this. They are saying jump ball now.
And an arrow pointing to Nioga. I thought that's what they're going to call.
Yeah. And now Havel getting an explanation. But no technical foul. That's
yeah.
a good thing.
Yeah.
And that could have been a lot
yeah.
worse, obviously. Boy, very similar to what we saw in the Pleasant Hill football playoff game. Now the Indians inbound this time. Drew Moore starting to press here. Moore and Havel both pressing against Frichter. Frichter still being double-teamed here, and he almost lost it, but we got a whistle.
Timeout.
Timeout. So, on the Best Way Express scoreboard, 2:20 to go here in regulation. It's Nioga 47 and Red Hill 43. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
47-43 lead for Nioga on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 2:20 to go here in the ballgame. Things are starting to get a little chippy here in Nioga. We almost had a pretty scary situation, but luckily the refs were able to calm the players down and no technicals were called as the Indians will inbound here. Now this time Trevor Roy has it as Red Hill presses, and he gets it out this time to Frichter in the right wing. Frichter with the ball in the right wing, being guarded by Parker Abel. They get out this time to Trevor Roy. 2:06 to go here. We got a whistle and a foul on Red Hill on Corbin Shoulders.
It's only the third team foul, so you have a 2:05 to go in three team fouls. As long as you don't foul them in a shooting situation.
Yeah, they've still got three fouls to give,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm.
So the Indians will inbound here.
On Andy Wells.
Andy Wells does steal it. Good steal there by Andy Wells. That's a big one. Salukis down by four. Drew Moore drives down low and gets it. Now it's down to a two-point game as Drew Moore now has 23 points. Red Hill starting to press. That ball goes off of Chase Murray's foot, and the Indians will keep the ball. But good defense there nonetheless by Red Hill. As Eddie Wells with that steal, and Drew Moore scores. So now Yoga will inbound, and they get it out this time to Jackson Clark. Red Hill still pressing. He breaks the press, though, and gets out. They feed it down low. Now right wing. Here's Roy getting it out this time to Jackson Clark. 1:41 to go here in regulation. It's a two-point lead for the Indians. Now this time a pass over to Frichter this time at the left baseline. And we got a whistle, and we got an offensive foul. That's a big call right
yeah,
there. It's on the Indians.
Somebody knocked Drew Moore down.
And that will give Red Hill the ball. And that's a 17th foul as well.
But it won't be.
It won't be a 1-1, though.
But it would be any other foul now other than an offensive foul.
That's the second team. That's the second foul on Caleb Hill.
But who could tie or take the lead here?
Now Drew Moore has it in the left wing. He's going to drive down low. Gets it out to Shoulders, right wing. Now back to Shoulders, back to Moore. He's going to take a three for the lead. It's off the rim and rebounded by the Indians. We got a foul called on the Salukis.
On the rebound.
That three by Moore would have given the Salukis the lead. And that'll be the 14th foul. And that foul will be on Chase Murray, his second. So the Indians win down 1:19 to go here in the ball game. 2-point lead for the Indians. Now this time, that's a lost ball. Red Hill tries to, but it's saved by Roy. Trevor Roy saves that one and steals some defense, and then it's a turnover.
Yep.
Parker Havel threw that pass away.
And Parker Havel was kind of there and was able to, I think he may have deflected it off of a Neoga player. So
he was trying to find Caleb Hill, I believe, on that play, but he's unable to save the ball. And it's Red Hill ball down by two with 1:11 to go here. And we got a barn burner. Salukis can tie it or take the lead on this possession. Down to 106. Here, shoulder to the right baseline, out to Havel. Now this time, Drew Moore in the left wing. Now top the key in the Havel. Now this time, Shoulders has it, feeds it out to Murray. Now left wing, here's Drew Moore. Drew Moore with the ball, Havel top the key. Now Shoulders, 50 seconds, and it's tipped away by Frichter, and Red Hill comes up with it as Havel gets sandwiched there by two defenders. Now to Havel. He feeds down low to Andy Wells. He misses foul. That shot, but he draws the foul. Yeah. And that will send Andy Wells to the free throw line.
And that was a good hard foul to keep from making the basket.
And that will be the third foul on Caleb Hill. That'll be the 18th foul. And that'll be two shots coming up for Andy Wells. Wells so far with 6 points. His first free throw is up, and he got it. Make that 7 points now for Andy Wells. And a free throw here would tie it if Andy Wells could hit it. The other crowd starting to distract the free throw shooter. Here's Wells' second free throw. It's up, and he got it. Make that 8 points for Wells, and we're tied at 47 with 40 seconds to go here in the ball game. Now this time it's Frichter with the ball. Red Hill continues to press. He gets out to Trevor Roy. Now down to 30 seconds to go here.
Like I said, they have two fouls to give, so.
Yep, and they're going to use one.
Well, I don't think
they were intending to use one, though. Parker Havel
reached him, and they said he got him on the arm.
Yep.
So, but it's still not a shooting foul. So.
No. And they still have one foul to give.
Right, 27.6 to go.
We're all tied at 47. 27.6 to go here in regulation. The last overtime game for Red Hill was back on December 15th against Wayne City. And the Indians do inbound, and Chase Murray's going to be called for the reach-in. That'll be the 16th foul against Red Hill, and now they don't have any fouls to give. The next foul would be a 1-1. So now the Yoga will inbound here as Caleb Hill will inbound from half court. 16 fouls against Red Hill, 8 against Neoga, 26.1 to go in the ball game. We're all tied at 47.
And Neoga probably will go for the last shot.
Now this time Frichter has it at half court here. Down to 18 seconds to go here. Frichter at the top of the key, being guarded by Havel. Down to 15, we got a timeout. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, we got a barn burner. We're all tied at 47 with 14.7 to go here in regulation. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no-fluff, no-nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever a pain army, mommy and daddy.
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949 or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
We've got a classic brewing here with 14.7 to go here in regulation. We're all tied at 47, and it will be Neoga basketball here. They can hold for the last shot if they want. Red Hill maybe at this point trying to play for overtime. It's been a back-and-forth game all night.
Well, they're going to get the ball in Fritcher's hand. Sure.
So Caleb Hill went down. Now it's time. Frichter has it. Down to 10 seconds to go here. Frichter at the baseline, being guarded by Havel. Down to 7. Frichter is going to hold for the last shot, it looks like. Gets a screen, drives down low. He shoots over Murray, and it bounces off, and we're going to overtime. We are playing four extra minutes here in Neoga on the Best Way Express scoreboard at the end of regulation. It's the Salukis 47 and the Neoga Indians 47. We'll be back in 1 minute with overtime. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road Monday through Friday and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Four extra minutes coming up. Overtime. Here's the tip-off. And Neoga controls the tip, but it's nearly stolen away here. It goes out of bounds, and Neoga keeps it.
Yeah. Going to bounce around like a hot potato, didn't it?
As if this game could not get any crazier, the opening tip of overtime goes out of bounds, and Neoga will keep the ball. We've just started overtime. 3:50 to go here. And the Indians have the basketball. We're all tied at 47. Now Caleb Hill has it. Gets it out left wing, Jackson Clark. Now this time it's Frichter with the ball. Now left wing, here's a three by Roy. That's going to be off the rim, and Chase Murray comes up with the rebound. Salukis had the ball first time in overtime, and they're keeping the fouls from the second half. We got 6 against Red Hill and 8 against Neoga. So now Corbin Shoulders dumps it off to Parker Havel. Now this time right wing, here's Drew Moore. Gets it out to Havel, top the key. Now this time it's Shoulders, left wing. Now this time Havel top the key, back to Shoulders here at the baseline. Now Havel flips it over to Drew Moore. Drew Moore gets it out to Havel. Now this time Shoulders dumps it over to Chase Murray in the left corner. Flips it over to Shoulders this time, who drives down low and lays it in. Corbin Shoulders with 5 points down in the ball game, and it's 49-47. Red Hill with the first lead of overtime.
He found an open lane there.
Here's a three, though, by Frichter. That's off the rim, and Chase Murray comes up with the rebound, and Havel saves it. Wow. Salukis almost lost that rebound, but they do save it. Now Havel gets it out this time to Corbin Shoulders. Now back to Havel. Now Drew Moore has it at the right baseline. Down to 2:33 to go here in overtime. Salukis with a 2-point lead. Now Parker Havel, as Red Hill continues to spread the ball around.
Well, it looks like they've gone to a man-to-man.
Yep. Now Havel drives down low. He's going to shoot it this time. It's off the rim, and Neoga comes up with the rebound, and no foul call. Now this time Frichter with the ball here as the Indians trail by two. It had been Red Hill playing catch-up, but this time the Indians have to try to tie or take the lead. Now this time Frichter has it in the left wing. Gets it out this time. Here's a shot that's no good, and the Indians come up with the rebound. Now this time they get out to Jackson Clark in the right wing. Clark being guarded by Drew Moore here. Now this time it's Frichter at the baseline. Now this time they get out to Caleb Hill. 1:45 to go here in overtime. 49-47 Salukis. Now this time Frichter has it again at the baseline. Gets out to Trevor Roy. We got a whistle, and it's going to be a travel.
Big turnover with a minute 36 to go. If the Salukis could get some points here, make it a two-possession game.
The ref wait a second to wait and see what that call was going to be, but luckily it works out for the Salukis. 1:35 to go here in overtime. Salukis by two. Havel gets out to Chase Murray in the right wing. Being guarded here, and now gets out to Drew Moore, top the key. Now Havel has it at the baseline. Flips it over to Drew Moore this time. Drew Moore gets out to Chase Murray in the left wing this time. Neoga starting to press here as Chase Murray nearly flipped with it. We got a whistle
and
a timeout.
He was doing his Harlem Globetrotter invitation there, I think.
Good timeout there by Brian Havel. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, 1:14 to go here in overtime. It's Red Hill 49 and Neoga 47. We'll take a 1-minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Tuesday, February 6th, People's State Bank presents
Pack the Play.
The Red Hill Salukis will host the Lawrenceville Indians and boys basketball, and you get in free.
That's right, free.
Thanks to People's State Bank. Lawrenceville and Red Hill High School Fellowship of Christian Athletes groups will be hosting a food drive at both schools leading up to the game and ask that anyone coming to the game bring a food item to donate to Fish and Loaves. It's Tuesday, February 6th.
Pack the Play.
When the Salukis host the Indians, don't miss the action.
It's Pack the Play.
February 6th. Everybody gets in free thanks to People's State Bank.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
How is this game going to end? 1:14 to go here in overtime. Salukis by two with the ball as Chase Murray will inbound and gets it out to Drew Moore, who's being double-teamed here. Drew Moore loses the ball, and it's nearly stolen away. We got a foul called on Red Hill.
I think it's on Chase Murray.
Yep.
Who tried to split a double-team, had it tapped away.
And that'll be a 1-1 coming up for the Indians.
That'll be Trevor Roy.
And Chase Murray's fourth foul, so one more, and he's out of the ball game. And the 17th foul against Red Hill. So Trevor Roy with 9 points at the free throw line. These are big free throws. First one's up, and he missed it. But the rebound by the Indians. So a big rebound there. Now this time Fricker has it. Takes a three from the top of the can. He got it. Fricker with 18 points now, and he hits a big three to give Diogo a one-point lead with 1:08 to go here. And now the scoreboard clock is not moving. Right. 50 to 49, Dioga.
It's moving now, so I don't know.
So now Drew Moore has the ball here, top the key. He's going to shoot it from there. It's a two. It's off the rim. Andy Wells with the rebound, though. And he can't get the put back, but he draws the foul. And that will send him to the free throw line. With 58.4 seconds to go. And
this is a two-shot foul, so.
And the scoreboard clock did stop for a few seconds, so that's going to leave some extra time for whoever has the ball last. In the meantime, Andy Wells, free throw line, first free throw up, and he missed it. But nonetheless, his second free throw, a big one. This would tie it if he hits a second free throw. He's got 8 points so far, looking for his ninth. Second free throw is up, and he missed that one, too. Yeah. That was Hill with the rebound for the Indians. And Red Hill down by one without the ball. We'll see if they decide to foul here. And Havel's putting pressure, and they do foul. If that's on Chase Murray, that's his fifth.
It'll be a 1-1.
We'll have to see who this is on. That's on Murray. He's out of the ball game. And that's the 18th foul. So Chase Murray fouls out of the ball game with 7 points. And with 48.4 to go here in the ball game,
Landon Ray will come in.
And Evan Frichter will go to the free throw line to shoot a big free throw coming up. It's a 1-1. Red Hill's got a box out here, too. Frichter at the line here. Free throw is up, and it bounces off. But the Indians get the rebound and a fight for it. Andy Wells, but he's called for a foul. So that'll be another 1-1 coming up for the Indians and the 19th foul. And so this will be the last 1-1 for Red Hill. And that'll be on Andy Wells, his second. So both teams now with 19 fouls, and the next foul against either team would be two free throws. 46.8 to go here in overtime. It's 50-49. Niogo with the lead. In the meantime, here's Jackson Clark at the free throw line. Crowd silent. First free throw is up, and he got it. Clark now has 6 points in the contest. It's 51-49 Indians, and he'll get a second free throw. 2-point lead for the Indians. Can they make it three? Clark at the line. Second free throw is up, and it bounces off, and Andy Wells with the rebound. Now Salukis down by two with the ball. 41 seconds, and Drew Moore lost it, saves it, though, and gets it out to Andy Wells. Now Shoulders has it and gets out Danny Wells again. And we got a timeout by Brian Havel. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, 34.8 to go here in overtime. It's Neoga 51 and the Red Hill Salukis 49. We're back in 1 minute. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
I think this may be the most dramatic game of the year. 34.8 to go here in overtime. It's Red Hill's second overtime game of the season. They're down 51-49 on the Best Way Express scoreboard as Lynn and Ray will inbound to Drew Moore. Down to 31 seconds, Drew Moore with the basketball here. Moore being guarded by Frichter. He's going to drive down low, shoot it from the free throw line, and it bounces off. And Lynn and Parker Abel comes up with the rebound, gets it out to Shoulders. Down Moore, out to Shoulders. He's going to take a three from the lead off the rim, and that's rebounded by the Indians. And Parker Abel is going to reach in to foul him. And with 15.2 to go here, the Indians go to the free throw line, and it'll be two shots coming up.
That's the fifth foul on Parker Havel.
So Parker Havel will exit the ball game with 4 points. That three by Drew Moore would have given Red Hill the lead, yeah. But instead, it'll be Jackson Clark going to the free throw line, up by two.
He was one of two at the line just a moment ago.
So double bonus coming up for the Indians as it looks like Connor McKinney is about to come into the game and replace Havel. So some big free throws coming up for Jackson Clark. He's got 6 points in the game trying to put the Salukis away. Clark at the free throw line. First free throw is up and it is good. 7 points for Jackson Clark. And the second free throw can make it a two-possession game. If he misses, Red Hill would have a chance at least to tie it with a three. Clark at the line again. Crowd is silent. Second free throw is up, and it's off. And Andy Wells comes up with the rebound. Salukis can tie it with a three here. Here's Drew Moore with the ball. Drew Moore's going to drive down low and shoot a two here. It goes in, and Red Hill's got a foul immediately. First, they're going to call a timeout. So on the Best Way Express scoreboard, 6.3 to go here in overtime. It's Neoga 52 and the Red Hill Salukis 51. We're back in 1 minute. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Casey State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At Casey State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Casey State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport has what you need to please that hard-to-shop-for family member this year. Dremel Tool Kit, only $69.99. Milwaukee M18 Compact Combo Kit for just $209.99. If you don't know what they want, grab one of Leggett's gift certificates. With a tool selection that would make Santa blush, Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport has what you need to please the handyman or woman in your life. Need stocking stuffers? With tools and accessories for $9.99 or less, you can't go wrong shopping at Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport.
6.3 to go here in the first overtime. It's Neoga 52 and the Red Hill Salukis 51. Neoga will inbound with 6.3 to go here in overtime, and I would expect Red Hill to foul here unless they can get a steal.
Unless they can get a turnover here on the inbounds play.
So the referee is sorting things out here, and it will be Caleb Hill who will inbound from underneath the Red Hill basket. Looks for an opening here. He's still looking. He's got to call a timeout. Nope. So now Neoga wants a timeout. And with 6.3, I think we're actually going to keep it here.
Okay.
We're going to keep it here this time and discuss this situation coming up.
I thought I saw the inbound player moving in with that, but he didn't have to stay put because it was after a basket timeout, so he can move along the baseline. So
let's quickly take a look at the scoring so far for Red Hill. Drew Moore, it looks like, leading all. Red Hill scores with 23 points. He's the only double-figure scorer so far for the Salukis. He's still in the ball game. Neoga spread their scoring a lot more around. Trevor Roy has 9 points. Evan Frichter has 8. And Caleb Hill also has 8. And as far as what's going to come up after this timeout, if you're Red Hill, obviously you want to try to foul, unless you can get a steal.
Yeah.
But at the very least, you got
to
foul.
You have to foul. So even if they make 2 free throws and go up by 3, you'd have maybe 4.5 to 5 seconds, which is plenty of time to get the ball up 4. But then again, you get a 3-point lead. They get fouled. Which,
now, of course, if Neoga were to hit both free throws, assuming there's a foul, Red Hill would inbound and not have to catch the rebound.
Right.
So we'll see what happens here as Caleb Hill gets set to, again, try to inbound the ball here. 6.3 to go here in the first overtime as Hill looks for an opening here and gets it out this time. And then Red Hill's going to foul with 4.4 seconds to go. They're going to call it 3.8 now. And that will be Jackson Clark going to the free throw line for the Indians. So that certainly worked out for the Indians in terms of getting some time off the clock. As Brian Havel getting an explanation from the official here. And that foul is on, looks like, Landon Bray.
Clark is 2 of 4 from the line here in overtime.
If he misses this first one, you'd almost have to think he'd want to miss the second one on purpose because Red Hill would almost only get a 3. But here's the first one anyway. It's good. Make that 8 points now for Jackson Clark. And now Brian Havel wants a timeout.
I'm sure it's their last timeout. It's a fool.
And this time we're going to take a break. So on the Best Way Express scoreboard, 3.8 to go here in the first overtime. It's Neoga 53 and the Red Hill Salukis 51. We'll take a 1 minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-thru order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Best Way Express has the keys to your new career.
Call 833-BEST-WAY today.
Class A CDL drivers looking for a company that will appreciate and respect you, all while making sure you get the money and home time you desire. Best Way Express is the company for you. Call 833-BEST-WAY. Best Way today. Best Way Express has a great benefits package with paid vacation, paid holidays, and 401k. Call 833-BEST-WAY now to get the keys to your new career today.
Jackson Clark will get one more free throw as Neoga leads this one 53-51 with 3.8 to go here in overtime. And Red Hill out of timeout, so if he misses this one, Red Hill would have to go the length of the court. He's at the free throw line here. His second free throw is up, and it bounces off. Shoulders with the rebound. They got to hurry. Here's Drew Moore driving down low. He's going to take a 3 for the win, and it's off the rim, and the Indians win it. So Red Hill loses a heartbreaker tonight. Your final score on the Best Way Express scoreboard in overtime is the Neoga Indians 53 and the Red Hill Salukis 51. As Red Hill drops a heartbreaker in overtime here in Neoga, and they will drop to 8-12 overall on the season. And Neoga picks up the victory, and they improve to 11-9 overall. So once again, your final score on the Port Blighty score, on the Best Way Express scoreboard rather, in overtime, is the Neoga Indians 53 and the Red Hill Salukis 51. We'll be back with our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game and Ambrose Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game after this 3-minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Not owned by a big corporation, that means lower rates and fees for you. When you're a member, you're a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrough Federal Credit Union can offer a better way to do your banking. Ambrough Federal Credit Union, next to Walmart in Lawrenceville. 618-943-2913. Membership eligibility required. Member NCUA.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board-certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
And we welcome you to our post-game show from Neoga High School. Your final score on the Best Way Express scoreboard. It's the Red Hill Salukis losing heartbreaker tonight to the Neoga Indians in overtime by a score of 53-51. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. And while we're at it, let's go ahead and name our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game. And tonight it's a pretty obvious choice. It's Drew Moore. He finishes the game with 23 points. At one point, he actually had the all
17
of the first points. It was actually the score at one point was Red Hill, or was Drew Moore 17 and Neoga 17, but he's the only double-figure scorer for the Red Hill Salukis. So pretty clear choice. Drew Moore is our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game. And our Ambrough Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game, we've decided to give it to Landon Ray tonight. Even though he only finished with 2 points, he was a factor down low on the court and was able to get some rebounds as well. And Brian Havitt looks like is on his way up to the stage, which is where we are. We're going to have to, I guess, pull the curtain for him.
We've got a curtain right behind us.
But Brian Havitt is on his way up to the stage, so we will hear from him momentarily. But definitely a very exciting ball game.
It was a close ball game, and Drew Morris three just off the rim at the end of the, you know, try to win the ball game. So,
yep, it was a very good look, and looks like Coach Havitt is
trying to fight through the curtain here. Yeah,
find his way through the crowded And here we have Red Hill coach Brian Havel. Obviously, a very good, exciting ball game. You know, you were in it for the whole game. You know, great comeback at the end. But unfortunately, another tough loss tonight. You fall short in overtime this time, just like in Wayne City.
Yeah, it's a difficult loss. I thought that last shot was everything we wanted. I mean, we got off a really good look. I thought we executed it well. This game's what I thought it was going to be. You know, I watched them on film, and I knew it was going to be one of these tough games like this, kind of a back-and-forth game, and it was. It was a physical game, and, the first half, we really hurt ourselves. I thought giving up too many boards, that hurt us quite a bit. But I thought the second half we did better on that. We still had a few ones that killed us on rebounds there in the second half late. But, the big thing is, we've been trying to work on situations. And, we had a two-point lead in overtime. And I know we had two possessions where we had that two-point lead. And we didn't execute. We turned the ball over a couple times. And that's, you can't do that. We got to have a better head and know what we're doing. And I don't know whether we got fouled or not. I can't tell until I look at it. But, we just got to be smarter when we got a two-point lead with a minute 13 and take care of things and get what we want or go to the foul line. And we missed too many free throws tonight.
One key moment in the second half was Andy Wells, it looked like, got tangled up with a Nyoga player. But luckily, he was able to at least keep his cool and prevent himself from getting a technical foul at least.
Yeah, and that nothing should have been on Andy at that point. But we'd already talked to the officials in the first half about that situation, but it is what it is. So.
Yeah, and you talk about, this type of a ball game. You had, of course, Drew had a really good first half or first quarter, but you started getting some points from somebody else in the rest of the game. But, you got to kind of put this one behind because you got a game tomorrow night at home against Sisney, another conference game. And,
yep.
And we've seen them a couple times down at Wayne City. They're kind of an up-and-down team and young team, but they always battle.
Yeah, they're young, they're well coached, and they won't beat themselves. So we'll have to just do a quick turnaround, and we got a lot of games tomorrow. Fresh Salt plays in the tournament early at 8:00, so we need to get home and get rested up and play some basketball again.
And we'll see you tomorrow night then.
Yep. All right, thank you, guys.
We'll let you go home. Thanks, Coach. And that is Red Hill Boys basketball coach Brian Havel, and we will take one final timeout. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the conclusion of our postgame show and preview tomorrow night's game against Sisney. So we'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, if you call to get in and, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. We try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better, and our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Tuesday, February 6th,
People's State Bank presents
Pack the Plate.
The Red Hill Salukis will host the Lawrenceville Indians and boys basketball, and you get in free.
That's right, free.
Thanks to People's State Bank. Lawrenceville and Red Hill High School Fellowship of Christian Athletes groups will be hosting a food drive at both schools leading up to the game, and ask that anyone coming to the game bring a food item to donate to Fish and Loaves. It's Tuesday, February 6th.
Pack the Plate.
When the Salukis host the Indians, don't miss the action.
It's Pack the Plate.
February 6th. Everybody gets in free thanks to People's State Bank.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Once again, your final score on the Best Way Express scoreboard. It's the Red Hill Salukis falling tonight to the Nyoga Indians in overtime by a score of 53-51. And really quickly, I've got a Little Illini Conference final score on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Newton gets the victory tonight at Marshall, 63-59. So Newton with that victory in the Little Illini Conference. And really quickly, Rob, before we sign off tonight, Sisney tomorrow.
Sisney running Lions. Like Brian said, it's a young team. We saw them some at Wayne City. They've struggled at times, but this game's at home. They've got to put it behind them, come out, you know, tomorrow night and try to get that win, because they got three games next week, and I figured they got six games left. I think just one or two. They got three home games coming up.
And, of course, one of those home games is packed the place
right.
against
Lawrenceville.
They've
got Sisney, Lawrenceville, Paris, Robinson, Edwards County, and Flora. Robinson's the only away game, so they're going to be playing at home.
And that Robinson game will be a conference game,
right.
too.
Right.
You and I have been talking about a lot of the similarities between this game and the other overtime game, which was at Wayne City in the Conrad Allen tournament, where they lost to the Wayne City Indians. Long bus trip, an hour and a half. You know, they have to wait for the first game to get over. The JV game didn't go to overtime, but did take a long time. And now, just like the Wayne City loss, they got to turn around, take a long bus ride home tonight and turn around and play again tomorrow.
But the Wayne City game, they had a long bus ride home, had a long bus ride back to Wayne City the next night. This way they're playing at home. So
that is one difference. But I won't be on the broadcast tomorrow at Sisney, but you can still listen to Rob McKinley and Brett Hartman. We'll be on the air at about 6:30 tomorrow.
The JV game starts at 5. So,
they will take Red Hill will take on the Sisney Running Lions. You can listen to that right here on Legend 99.3 FM and 9:10 AM. And of course, Tuesday night the Pack the Place game against the Lawrenceville Indians. That'll be simulcast on both Light 103 and the Legend. That will be another county rivalry game. Red Hill won the first two. We'll see what happens Tuesday night. But those are your next two games. You can listen to both of them right here on the Legend. So. That's it for us tonight. Our thanks once again to Dennis Pullen, back to the station, for his good work as always. And Rob and Brett, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay.
So for Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. Have a great weekend. You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on the Legend.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball Action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, the Legend. A DLC Media sports presentation. Brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Wabash General Hospital, Best Way Express, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, and Leggett Lumber. Hear Red Hill basketball action all season long on The Legend.
We love our country. This is Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend. The Legend. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. A DLC media station.